Jesus Christ.
Please be seated.
The Word of God which engages us today is the Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to read again verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in a few days, on Wednesday, we're going to commemorate the 75th anniversary of December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, the day that the Empire of Japan's surprise attack on the U.S. Navy in Pearl Harbor drew the United States into World War II. Last Sunday, we talked about surprises. Well, that was a surprise attack. Many lives were changed that day. The course of American history was changed, and along with it, the history and lives of many individuals. In fact, there were a couple of men from Holy Cross here who served in the U.S. Navy in the Pacific after Pearl Harbor. Of course, that was before Holy Cross existed. But today I want to talk to you a little bit about history. And I don't just want to go over the history of the ancient past. I don't want to go over history of the recent past. But I want to talk to you about what history is. What is history? And where are we in it? Have you seen the new TV show called Timeless? It's one of these new TV shows that's about, it's got a time machine in it. It's kind of like, maybe you've seen the movie Back to the Future, right? Where they have a time machine, they go back and forth in time. Or maybe you've read a book by, I think it's H.G. Wells, The Time Machine. After the 8 o'clock service, somebody said to me, "Well, Pastor, why didn't you use Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure as your example?" They have a time machine too. Well, if you haven't seen the TV show, let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's about time travel. And they have this bad guy who, of course, has stolen what? A time machine. And he's going back into the past to change the events in America's history. And, of course, the good guys have a time machine, too. They go back in history to try to stop him and catch him. And at the same time, they're kind of supposed to make sure history turns out the right way. Save history. Make sure history turns out the way it's supposed to turn out. But they start questioning what's going on. Should they protect history the way we know it or not? And for each of them, they realize that there are events in their own lives, some bad events, that they would like to have changed too. They start wondering if they could or should maybe change history so that these bad events don't happen. Have you ever thought in your life about what bad events you would change if you had a time machine? If you could change the course of events, maybe would you go back in time to try to prevent someone's death? Or would you go back in time to maybe say something different to your loved one before they died? Or maybe you would go back in time this earlier this week and say, "I really wish I hadn't done that. I would change that. I would do that differently." I guess you could say that wish or that desire to go back and change things shows us a little bit of an element of repentance. I'm sorry I did that. If I could go back in time and change it, I would. It shows at least some contrition. That's not the only thing there is to repentance. But I would have acted differently. That's the first part of what John the Baptist and what later Jesus talk about in terms of repentance. But they call us to more than that. They call us to a real turning towards God, and really a conversion, I guess you could say. Well, this timeless TV show also raises another interesting question about history, about whether events are going to happen inevitably or whether there's something that we can do to change what's going to happen or what's happening now. Are we free actors in this, or at least participating actors in history? Or is everything going to happen? It's fated. Well, our God is the Lord of history. Our lives, both individually and as a congregation of the people of Christ, well, we are located in the flow of what God is going to do for the world. Well, one bright, sunny day, long ago to us, a man was dressed in camel's hair and a leather belt, looking just like the return of that prophet Elijah, standing in history, preaching about repentance and baptizing people with water. And I suppose some of the people thought, well, that just comes and goes, just as this John the Baptist is going to come and go, and just as maybe you would think you and I will come and go in time. And it's almost like time just keeps slipping through our fingers like water flowing down the river. It's gone. That part of it's gone. I can't get it back. But John introduces somebody that day. He introduces somebody whose name is Jesus, who's bringing something new. This Jesus is not just a simple man like you and me, but also the Son of God. You see, God is coming to intrude on history, your history and mine, the world's history, and to change it with something that you and I can't do. You and I are subject to the strictures of time. We don't have a time machine. We can't go back in time and change and do something differently if we wanted to. But this Jesus who's coming, who comes 2,000 years ago, who comes here today, who baptizes Eli in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, changes history. He changes Eli's history today. He changes his eternal destiny, if you want to say destiny. He changes it with the one thing that changes what you cannot change in your life. You cannot go back in time and say, I'm going to do it differently this time. You can say you're sorry. You can say you're sorry to that person, if they're still alive, who you've hurt. That's in the future. But Jesus brings something together to you in baptism and in his coming, which is called forgiveness. Forgiveness is like the time machine of God. Well, God doesn't need a time machine. He stands above history. But that's the one thing that can change the effects of sin. Forgiveness. Have you ever thought about that? You don't need a time machine. You're forgiven for all time. And every day in your baptism, you receive that forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Every day that you sin, and you say, oh, you know what I did this morning? You know what I did last night? You know what I did this week? Lord, you know. That's repentance. Turning to God and being honest with Him. Saying, Lord, you know. I do too. I know how I am. I know that sinful condition I was born into that needs forgiveness. That's what changes history. Your history. The world's history. Forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. And every one of those sins that you wish you could go back and change, the ones you're going to commit in the future, that you're going to wish you could change, every one of those sins was nailed to the cross with Jesus. Talk about changing history. All of that is forgiven by Jesus. That's what forgiveness means. Now, in this life, as a baptized Christian, are you ever going to sin? Are you ever going to have problems? Are you ever going to have hurts? Sorry, Eli. You're gonna. Are you ever going to have regrets that you wish you could have changed? Yes. But there's a cure for that. There's a one-time and all-time cure. Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what forgiveness is. That's what Christians live in. They live in their baptism. The daily drowning of that dead guy who died in sin and living in the new life in Christ Jesus. A new life that goes into eternity. You don't need a time machine. You've got one in Jesus Christ. I guess I shouldn't refer to Him as a time machine, but you should know that God's got a plan for history. He's got a plan for you, and you're part of His plan. You're located here in Western New York now, in history. You are God's plan to be Christians here, to live the life of a baptized Christian here in Clarence or Williamsville or East Amherst or wherever you live. That's God's plan A. There ain't no plan B. That's your mission. He baptized you for that purpose, to be here, to be Christ in other people's lives. To show them the forgiveness that lives in you through Jesus Christ. Yes. You are part of history. A living, breathing, active part. Not something that's fated to happen. You're part of God's plan. It's a wonderful thing. Today, you witnessed a baptism that's part of God's plan. And Eli, you think little Eli didn't do anything to you today? You witnessed his baptism. And that's for you too. It's a witness of His faith, which we spoke together when we confessed the Apostles' Creed. Your baptismal creed too. What you believe. And by saying that, you declare for all the world to hear, including here in Western New York on December 4th, 2016. We are here. Christ is here. Thank you, Eli. You're right. He's saying, I'm here. I'm a baptized Christian here today. And he is. Christ lives in you. Christ forgives you. Now and forever. And when we rise again, you'll see all that. You'll see all that. I just invite you to see it now. Don't wait. See it now. You see, God the Father vindicated his Son when he raised him from the dead in the resurrection. And that promise is for you too. Right now, we've got the Son's work to do in this world, including our own little part of it here in Western New York, as we wait with all of God's people for the last day of history. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.